Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product's super. I've heard about Balance of Nature for some time, and I just thought I'd get involved. And so when I did, I started taking it, and I saw a difference. It kind of balanced out my blood, if you will. So my doctor was pleased with that. He said, "What are you doing? What's going on?" And I just shared. I said, "Well, I'm taking this extra thing called Balance of Nature." And he said, "That's good. That's good." So I admonish all people that have some type of health issue, you know, try it. It really helped my numbers, and I know the product works.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Look, Daddy, Pink it says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Hey there, welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service. I've got Uncle Milty with me today. How are you?
I'm good, but I wish they'd change that so it was somebody else, not the teacher, that taught the little girl.
When was the last time you watched that movie, It's a Wonderful Life?
About 4 days ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you watch it every year?
Twice, three times a year.
Do you really? Wow. You really
that
like
and
it.
A Christmas Carol, the 1938 version.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I watch Christmas Vacation every year. The Chevy Chase special.
Yeah, that's a little above my head.
I haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I should, though.
I don't know how you don't make it every year.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I don't. Welcome to the show, and we're happy to have you. In fact, the call-in number is live, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. We got the stimulus bill. We got Trump still saying, hey, we are still in the game here. And even though Mark Meadows and everyone else trying to talk him down, trying to talk him to concede, I'm so grateful that he's not. Good for him. And it'll be interesting to see how it pans out after the new year. We're going to have a lot of action that first week of January, I have a feeling. So it's going to get bizarre. In fact, this was so funny. I have to share this with you. I noticed an article that you almost can't believe the headline, because you can't believe somebody actually wrote this. But this was about cages. And this was about, I can't make this up. They said that Biden is in his administration, the one that's not even in yet. He's not even actually president-elect yet. Those six states still haven't been called. But anyway, they're going to have to deal with turning Trump's immigration around because of the cages. And it's going to take a while to do that. Let me remind everybody, the cages happened under Biden himself, not Trump. This kind of stuff just is wearing. It's so wearing. And I know you probably feel the same way. You're just thinking, you've got to be kidding. But you know what? The media, it's their sole purpose to provide you propaganda and half-truths and half-lies. I mean, and not even half. Sometimes it's 99% propaganda. And this is what they're there for. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Are you ever surprised at the headlines anymore?
Because
it almost reads like The Onion.
Never surprised.
Yeah, I know. I should be. I shouldn't be. Anyway, okay, so we have a couple of things that we want to bring up and talk about. Number one is the stimulus bill, the $600. So the $600 that you're about to get, that you might need a financial planner for, we were talking about this earlier, they have articles that are telling you how to get a financial planner for your $600. I'm sorry. Really? People are like, can I have some new tires and can I go to Walmart for groceries? I mean, financial planner, does it seem like they're giving you that much money from our own tax dollars?
I'm advising people to hang on to it, because after Biden's climate change programs go into effect, your electric bill is going to be $600 a week.
Yeah, good luck. I can't even think about that. And we still might be in for some miracles. You just never know. Don't ever count it out. Listen, you're getting $600, and here's the deal with that. It's only $166 billion of the total amount, which is $1.4 trillion. $166 billion in payments. That's it. 166, but the bill itself is $1.4 trillion. This is how they hijack America. This is the spending, $700 million to the Sudan. Pakistani gender studies are getting some cash. Statues for gender studies getting some cash.
Did that include the payments to the people that if you're married to a mixed race person?
No, I don't know.
You get the extra $600. You both get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
So if you're married to a foreigner, you both get the $600.
Interesting.
So now you've got double the money to worry about how to invest.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I have to laugh because this is so pathetic. $40 million going to the Kennedy Center to discourage teens from drinking and having sex. Let me remind you, they just got $30 billion in the last stimulus to clean it for bleach. Super expensive. It's like gold-plated bleach.
You know who's not getting money that I would like to see get some money?
What?
The all-girl Boy Scout troop made up of transgenders.
What? They have what?
The all-girl Boy Scout troop.
The all-girl transgender
Boy Scout group. Yeah. All-girl Boy Scout troop.
I'm confused. Okay. That's a thing?
Yeah, it is.
I thought they dissolved. Anyway, wow. I guess that's a thing. I can't even imagine too many boys in Boy Scouts that are transgender. Can you? How do you even come up with a list? Okay. $453 million for Ukraine. What? Is that going back to Biden? Gosh.
How many million?
$453 million. Why?
Well, because they still owe Biden.
No reason, just, you know.
They still owe Biden a couple hundred million.
They got to pay him out. Israel, $3 billion to Israel. Why? Why is that happening? Fisheries are getting $300 million, and Pakistan, $10 million for the gender programs. Yep. And movie theaters are getting $15 billion. $15 billion, not million, billion. For the movie theaters, to save the movie theaters.
Yeah. That's important. That's because where else are you going to show all the propaganda?
Well, they've all they've also created a commission to educate consumers about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers near an open flame. Near an open flame. You didn't know this. Well, they have provided money for a commission to tell you this. Isn't it on the back of the label? For the when you buy something like
that? I think it's
that?
On the back of 22 labels. But I actually saw a woman one time at a gas station light a lighter so she could see what she was doing.
This is just theft.
Yeah.
It's just theft.
That's all it is.
They're robbers.
If there's any need for that.
Yeah. They're robbing us blind. Right under our noses so everybody can get a $600 check.
Well, that way you have no right to criticize these other investments.
Well, they wanted to only give you $50, but then that wouldn't look so good when they're giving all this other money away in the name of COVID.
So they upped it all the way to $600.
You got to up it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. There you go.
You may be too young to remember it, but the Boy Scouts were forced through legal action to accept homosexual scoutmasters.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do remember that,
So I just wanted you to, you know, rather than laughing at them so much, they didn't do it. They were forced into it.
We all
knew what was going to happen, and the deep state did ruin a fine organization.
Yes, they did.
They didn't do it by themselves.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that.
Yep.
So true. It is. It's so true. They destroyed them.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't, you know why? You can't teach boys to be boys. Not allowed. So, it just makes me sick. Okay. They also said that 2020, is the most deadliest year for us. By the way, I just wanted to mention this little factoid. When they're talking about, I still can't believe they did this in the article because we have less deaths this year at 2.4 million, deaths than we've had in the last 5 to 10 years. We actually have less death this year believe it or not. So even though they put two flu seasons together, okay? So here's the deal, because when you're seeing that tally, you're seeing both flu seasons together. But here's the deal. This is how they worded it. While official statistics will not be available for several months, initial figures, meaning at the beginning of the year, we're at the end of the year, by the way, but in the beginning of the year, they suggested that the United States will record more than 3.2 million fatalities in 2020. So you're not supposed to look at the actual year that we just went through because we're almost at the end of it next week. No. You're supposed to look at the initial figures from, like, say, February when they announced what they could have based on the prediction models, the same prediction models that gave us all the lockdowns.
Yeah.
And the deaths that didn't happen in the gazillions. I am just so sick of this kind of junk, this kind of sad propaganda. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'd like to wish you both a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yes, and I don't want to put a big damper on everything, but obviously, you know, I'm a Trump
supporter. You're about to.
But my big problem has always been, and I've talked to you before about this, how he allows so many deep staters to surround him.
Yep.
It always drove me crazy. Like Debbie DeVos. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And the one thing that's really, really bothered me more than that, and that's really hard to say because that's the big thing that's always bothered me, is him allowing this vaccine to even go into one person's arm. And bragging about it. Oh, I'm going to retro this through, and it's the greatest thing. I don't know who's my hero anymore. I don't even know how to say it that way. But that's the best way I can say it. I need a hero. I need someone who won't follow the deep state. I know you always keep your enemies close,
right?
You know, but they're too close.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'd like to know what you guys think about that. I mean, you feel the same way? I just feel I don't trust them. I'm 50% on board. That's it.
Okay. I have some mixed feelings on this, actually. And I do feel like he is not ponying himself up for a vaccine, if anyone's noticed. I know who he's invited to the White House, some of the names that he's invited. And I know that he knows, because he's admitted to them, that he is so leery of vaccines. So with that knowledge, I've thought since the beginning when he started saying, I'm going to get it out there so fast, I don't know if the American public's going to want it. There are people out there demanding it because the press has done a great job at propaganda.
Right.
And so what he's saying is basically, it's out so fast, are you sure you want this? And I because he said it often, that's what gives me the feeling that he knows better. I think that he hurried this because he knew that people would be leery the faster it came. But that's a theory of mine. Uncle Milty, you have about 45 seconds.
I'm on record a long time now saying that that's a problem, though. I don't like some of his cabinet picks. I don't understand them.
Oh, yeah. That's
they don't make any sense, and they show an ignorance of the how Washington works that I don't like.
Yeah, I think we can both agree on that one. So there's a couple of things for you. He didn't, honestly, he didn't try to wear the mask 24/7. He wasn't all in. He didn't, and even in the beginning, he was like, you guys are just way overblowing this. But I understand your frustration too. I've had those same frustrations. So I get it.
Many times.
Yep, I get it.
Yep.
That was just another theory.
I just want to thank you guys. You got the greatest radio station on air, period. I wish,
thank you.
I tell all my friends to listen. And I listen to your podcast all day long because I don't get to hear like your second hour and your third hour as much.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in. That was a great call, by the way. Thank you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We have so much more.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Espero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Into a little 5-year-old on that guitar. Wow. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
You sound unsure. You excited for Christmas?
I'm not really excited about it. I'm glad it's coming.
Yeah, I guess that is a weird question for an adult. I mean, honestly, I mean, I love Christmas time. I really do. I think it's pretty. I love it. I'm excited for it.
I always just look forward to the Christmas Mass at church.
Okay. I like that. That's great. I'll tell you, I have a lot to go through and talk with you about, but where should I start? So Vox put up this tweet back in like March, where they said face masks, you can pass on those because you don't need them, because they're really only for people that are in direct contact with somebody that's really ill or a hospital worker. And then they went back and they took that tweet down, and they explained that they took it down because, well, there are random tweets that they would just like to erase. So they just don't want that out there. You know, I'm sure Fauci thinks the same about his 60 Minutes interview when he said it only makes you feel better to wear a mask. And he was right. And of course, now he's having to answer to that all the time because people keep bringing it up. Good. Because we're living in a pack of lies. I swear, I feel like that Elf movie. It's a pack of lies. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention a couple of things to you about this while we're on it. The patent by which they're taking all this from, it's called CHADOX1. And it says common cold. It says it's a weakened version of a common cold virus. Just wanted to let you guys know that. The patent itself was from 2016. Hmm. Although there was a scientist that worked on this in the 90s. And when she worked on this in the 90s, there was a major stumbling block to her getting this out. Her last name is Carrico, and she said she tried to get grants because she really, really, really wanted to get this injection of a synthetic mRNA, because it's not typical of vaccines. Mm-hmm. Really wanted to get it out, but she was like, "Ooh, the body sensed a chemical intruder and it went to war against it, and it would kick it out." So she tried and tried and tried, and 30 years later, Moderna, the company that is kicking out this vaccine, actually, these companies have actually now figured out how to do it. They wrap it in enough stuff that they can get the body to not signal the immune system properly and not kick it out. And this thing goes into your cell. In fact, it goes into all of them. After talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits off the air, it goes into all the cells. Virus can't even do that. It goes into all of them. And so they have been working on this for a really, really long time. And the patents that they're using right now were from clear back in 2016, but they couldn't bother to have huge trials. They bypassed the animal trials and they bypassed the human trials. Does that make sense to anybody? Mm-hmm. Of course it doesn't make sense at all. Anyway, so one thing that there was a doctor that did a talk show, and he actually was saying this about the flu, because this was the question from the host, and this was from WestonAPrice.org. And he said this, this is a far cry from what we've been told, that once we get this vaccine, we can go back to normal. And here's an interesting observation from him, this doctor in California. He said, just like the flu shot, when a lot of people don't realize about the flu shot, is it does not stop you from getting infected with the flu virus and having the flu virus grow in your system, and then making you contagious to others and giving you mild symptoms. The flu shot doesn't even stop that. All the flu shot does is make you feel less sick. It lessens the symptoms. But you're still just as contagious and just as infectious to other people. And that's why we see the flu every year. So he said, you know, people aren't dying from the flu as much as they otherwise would. That's because they're not counting it. But maybe not feeling as sick, but the flu still breaks out every year. It's that ineffective. It doesn't do anything except lessen the symptoms. The symptoms that a lot of people get when they take the vaccine for the flu.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention that because I don't know if people actually realize that.
And apparently many of the people who take the vaccine have symptoms far worse.
Yes.
Than people who just get the COVID off the street.
Yes. And so Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer, he's an Israeli. This is what he said in an interview just weeks ago about the vaccine. Here we go.
When we start the deployment of this vaccine, we will not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this vaccine reduces transmission. Do I believe it reduces transmission? Absolutely, yes. And I say this because of the science. But absent proof, I think it's important that we don't change behaviors solely on the basis of vaccination.
Oh, okay. Because it doesn't actually reduce. What did he say again?
We will not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this vaccine reduces transmission.
Oh, well then why are we, why is everyone taking that?
Well, they have to get the concrete data from somewhere.
Well, yes, you're the guinea pig. You're the guinea pig. So this is not a traditional vaccine. They're not injecting you with a live or dead virus. No, your body isn't building antibodies that way. They are doing a synthetic mRNA. It's a totally different delivery system. It's completely different. And so I just wanted to make sure people are realizing at least that. He said the way they're even coming up with the 95%, you know, this is wonderful rate. Is a total joke because the pool of people that they're even getting that from, these are not people with COVID. They are not people that actually, in fact, the doctor, would call them and just assess whether or not they even needed to come in when he learned about what troubles they were having, their symptoms and such. I mean, it was the strangest study, but it was a way to get the results that they wanted, was to sort of manipulate the study. So most people out there, they don't know a lot about the synthetic mRNA because it's never been done this way. It's never been done. So we are their for sure guinea pig on this. And they keep telling us this, but nobody really wants to listen because everybody wants to kick the mask to the curb. And so they think that this is the cure-all. It's not going anywhere. And then there was talk about, well, what happens when you have all these people with too many symptoms that are coming forward? Because Pfizer said, you know, there's 13 deaths already from their small, limited little trial. Well, as they keep having people with all kinds of symptoms, they're going to go ahead and claim that there's a second virus. So the UK is going into a lockdown over that second virus now to really get desperate to tell you to take this monstrosity of a vaccine.
That was made for the first virus, not the second virus.
Yeah. Yep. Because they're going to get desperate enough for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to let you know that. And this is what Robert Kennedy Jr. had to say. He said the vaccine uses a new, untested, and very controversial experimental RNA technology that Gates had backed for over a decade. He has. He's given money to basically everyone and has invested in their companies that's providing this vaccine, who's at the head of the line out of 58 companies. So he said instead of injecting an antigen, as with traditional vaccines, Moderna plugs a small piece of coronavirus genetic code into human cells, altering DNA throughout the human body, so every cell, and reprogramming our cells to produce antibodies to fight said virus. Well, mRNA vaccines are a form of genetic engineering called germline gene editing. Moderna's genetic alterations are passed down to future generations, and in January, the Geneva Statement, the world's leading ethicists and scientists called for an end to this kind of experimentation. You ready to pony up that arm for that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Hotez warned the potentially fatal consequences from skipping animal studies. If there is an immune enhancement in animals, that's a showstopper. By the way, they did give it to ferrets. The ferrets went into hyper autoimmune and died of the few ferrets they gave it to. CNN saying, by the way, when the elderly get this shot, if they go ahead and die within 24 hours, don't worry. It was just old age. So I don't know what I can't imagine that we were going to do this, but they said in the study, they gave this to 18,000 people, right? Pfizer did. And, they said that Moderna and AstraZeneca did similar things. Pfizer basically gave the vaccine to 18,000 volunteers and then gave it again 3 weeks later and then gave a placebo, right? And they said if the subjects got sick, they called their doctor and told their doctor over the phone. And then the doctor would just decide, you know, whether to bring them in or not, test them for COVID. So for the most part, they would then bring them in to test them. But then sometimes a doctor would just make a judgment not to. And they found out that the out of the first 190 or so patients that came in feeling sick and got tested, out of the first 190 or so that tested positive for COVID, 95% of them were in the placebo group and 5% of them were in the vaccinated group. So 95% were in the placebo group. And most of the people that came and got sick with COVID, tested positive, didn't get the vaccine. They got the placebo. Only a small percentage actually got the vaccine. Why? They didn't want the side effects to be showing, like Bell's palsy that comes from a virus. All of these different things that are happening. That's why. Yeah. Forbes came out back in May and came out with this article about, oh, immunity usually works, but not in COVID. They cited a study done that only used 20 people in their study. But I actually read through the study they cited. Did you know that every other word was, we don't know, it's subjective, we don't have enough evidence, we're having to go back to SARS 2004 to look at data, we don't really know, we're just guessing here? Yep. Yep. So, yeah.
Don't anybody look up the definition of placebo.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And the CDC document entitled CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus, they actually said since no quantified virus isolates of 2019 nCoV2 are currently available, this is from the CDC. Did you know that they actually cite a number and you can look up the gene bank online? And do you know what the number says? Wuhan seafood virus. And that's what they're using in their tests. They don't have any current samples of anything since it came out in January.
And they've admitted it didn't come from the seafood place.
Yep. The vaccines themselves were already manufactured before they got the go-ahead. They started manufacturing them in March, and they even admit that in the bottom of the CDC literature given out to hospitals right now. It says that they started doing this before human trials were ever concluded. They started manufacturing it. Let me tell you this, if it's such a mystery disease in March when we locked down our nation and nobody knew what we were dealing with, so we had to mask up and everybody stay home, how did they come up with a cure and start manufacturing that cure already in March? If you don't think you're being played yet, you ought to, because there's no way you can have a cure for, and it's not a cure, obviously, but there's no way you can claim to have a cure for something and already be in production of that cure and still call it a mystery disease. It doesn't work both ways. So I thought I'd leave that with you. But you almost just can't believe that people would actually choose to be a guinea pig for this. This is brand new technology. They've been trying to break this out, and this was their emergency landing excuse because they couldn't get it out any other way. They couldn't do it. So they're using emergency from the FDA that actually does nothing except a wink and a nod, give them the wherewithal to go ahead and move forward with this. Because we're in an emergency 10 months in? Interesting.
A wink and a nod is a pretty big deal.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Take you for a ride. Want to drop it.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So much to say. So little time to say it. Welcome back.
What? So now Santa wants to take us for a ride. It's not bad enough the government's taking us for a ride. Everyone wants to take you for a ride this year.
Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That is one healthy way to do it. Let me just tell you, Balance of Nature is just awesome. And those nutrients going into your body can help you with diabetes, pre-diabetes, all kinds of different ailments that might be sneaking up on you that you need some help with. This is a wonderful, wonderful supplement. supplement, and you should be taking a food supplement. I would take Balance of Nature. Put in my name, Kate, as the code. You'll be able to get 35% off and free shipping. What a deal. And also, let me just tell you, this one is definitely something you should try, because you're going to feel better and you're going to love it too. Right now, everybody's so concerned with health. Do something that's actually healthy, please. And that is getting nutrients into the body. 31 fruits and vegetables, and they are dehydrated down and amazing to take every single day. Balanceofnature.com, by the way. Just put my name in, K-A-T-E. So let me tell you how it works. This is really intriguing. So this comes from softmachines.org, wrote this up, and they said this relies on packaging the mRNA molecules inside nanoscale delivery devices. The packages protect the mRNA from the body's defense mechanisms, carry it undamaged into the interior of a target cell through the cell's protective membrane, and then open it up to release the bare mRNA molecules to do their job. This isn't the first application of this kind of nanomedicine in the clinic, but if the vaccine lives up to its expectations, they say, it will make unquestionably the biggest impact. They just don't tell you what kind of impact. Anyway, it marks the coming of age of nanomedicine. Well, my friend John Rappaport actually wrote about the use of nanotech. And he said, I don't think we realize what they're actually doing here with this. And this quote from Nano Today, 2019 paper, said nanowire probes could drive high resolution brain machine interfaces. What they're basically talking about is this, and I'll quote it: output electrical signals of brain activity or input electric stimuli to modulate brain activity in concert with external machines, including processors and prosthetics for human enhancement. Nanosensors implanted in the body and brain would issue real-time data reports on brain and body function to ops centers, okay, to have all that information on you. It's kind of like, instead of uploading your phone to the cloud, you know, all the information is stored there. If your phone dies, you can go get another one and download everything that you had on there. Okay, this would be basically uploading you. And the reason I say that is Microsoft actually put forth a year ago June, they put forth this wacky little patent called cryptocurrency system using body activity data, where your body would actually connect to a communication network, the cloud, and help with cryptocurrency. This is sort of like trying to explain a cell phone, I think. In the early 1900s, they wouldn't quite know what you were talking about, because you get there in segues, you know, you get there in pieces. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, I think there's way more here than we realize for what we are saying yes to as far as the technology. This is why they're not using a traditional vaccine on this. So don't think for a second this is actually a vaccine. It's not. It's a delivery system to your cell. They finally figured out how to kind of trick the cell into allowing it to go in. Before, they couldn't do it, and they've worked on it for years. Moderna, they have never, ever, ever produced a single product. How have they stayed alive? Well, they worked with DARPA. They worked with the government secret funding for all their secret projects. They've never actually made anything for profit. But they suddenly come out with this vaccine, and then they tell you, oh, it's not going to reduce transmission. We're just going to wait and see what it does. Can you even imagine putting this in your arm? I can't. So I just, with that being said, there's just so much here to be very, very, I would not take it if you're asking me, but to be very careful with before you think that this is just another vaccine like so many of the other 60 plus vaccines that we have. And a lot of those have damages. And the government, you have no recourse if something happens to you. And I hate to tell you about all the times the government has screwed with us with vaccines. Like 1976, does that ring a bell? The polio vaccine, does that ring a bell? We have so many. Gardasil, the guy in charge of Operation Warp Speed, was the guy that brought us Gardasil. We've had deaths because of Gardasil, paralyzations because of Gardasil. So I'm telling you, it's dangerous. Wow. Anyway, I could go on and on. I'm serious. There's so much to this. People are not realizing. But anyway, John Rappaport did a great piece on Lou Rockwell where he talked about all of the future of this, where it goes from here. It's not going to happen in one fell swoop. It's It's going to take a little bit to get there, but we're opening the door with this, what they're calling a vaccine. We're opening the door for that technology so that things are actually in our bodies. They're in our bodies. You can't escape that everything about you going to into data for somebody else's perusal. You won't. Right now, I can go put my phone somewhere. I can try to go and escape some of this overbearing NSA reach. But you wouldn't be able to with the nanotechnology they're envisioning. There's a reason last year that Gates put forth his cryptocurrency. Your body would make a great device to be able to monitor 24/7. Did you know that in what they're envisioning with that, when you're not working, it'll tell them that you're not working. They'll know when you are working and when you're not working. Mm. Ask how. Yeah.
It measures the amount of steps you take, the
it's
amount
very
of
strange.
Things you lift.
Very, yep.
I mean, it measures everything.
Yeah.
And you get paid accordingly.
Mm-hmm. That's what they envision.
Well, you didn't make your 10,000 steps today.
You're not getting, we're not going to put money in your little digital account.
No.
I mean, it is crazy, you guys. And I know this sounds crazy as we're saying it. But so did cell phones in our hands, little tracking devices, would have 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What we're about to do right now with the nanoparticles, the functionalization of nanoparticles into the delivery system that they finally figured out into our cells, something is very wrong with us. So I just wanted to kind of give you that. I felt like I needed to do that before I left for Christmas. And, geez Louise, you guys, makes me so nervous. All right. Was there really a student down in the Cayman Islands that broke the protocol for the quarantine they have down there? She was actually arrested?
Yeah, they have a 14-day quarantine if you go to the Cayman Islands. Or you can test. I mean, they have some options.
Right.
So this girl and her boyfriend, they go down for a little vacation, and they ignore all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they got busted. They're in jail.
Jeez.
And today, there was a news report today about this, and the girl's mother was on.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we're hearing. This makes me so proud to be an American. The mother says, well, she's only a teenager. Can't we just understand she made a little mistake?
Mm-hmm.
No, she ignored the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really,
the ridiculous law.
She didn't intend to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not the point, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is a ridiculous law, but it's their law.
Right. And,
And so our teenagers don't have the right to go down there and say, well, I'm just a teenager. I'm not going to obey your law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really upset about this, the way the mother's asking for help to get her kid out. You know what? I have no interest in help. Let her sit in. It's only 2 months.
Yeah.
Let her sit in a Cayman Island jail for 2 months and learn her lesson. Come on.
And they are mandates, by the way, these ridiculous mandates. I don't know if in the Cayman Islands they made this into more than that. But,
well, they may have.
I can't believe this, though. Oh, my gosh. This is, Hawaii, I mean, so many people are trying to enact these quarantines forever. But, yes, I understand your point is she did this and the mother's trying to just say she's young and get her out of it, right?
Yeah.
I get that. I get
that.
On the other hand, the insane, the world has gone insane. We're the only people that can stop this. The people can stop the nonsense of all of this, and I wish we would. I wish we would. That's my Christmas wish. We need truth on earth. Not peace, truth. We are in desperate need of truth, and we're not getting it. And I am so floored when I walk into a store and see so many, the majority of people masking, and they don't even know why they are. They don't even know why they're doing it. They're excited about a vaccine. You know why? Because the press told them to be.
You know, Great Britain has some of the toughest mandates out there when it comes to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, guess what the Cayman Islands are? A territory of Great Britain.
Uh-huh. They're getting bad. Wow. A tier four lockdown. Californians think they have it bad. And many states across the United States. Just wait. Just wait till January when they try to put us into a stage four lockdown. And they will. I absolutely think they're going to do it. They're going to try to do it. And how sad is that? How pathetic is that? Truly is. Oh my gosh. I'm just, it sickens me. And I just really, when people say, you know, the flu vaccine, this vaccine, and you think about how ineffective they are, and you also think about the fact that they're completely two different items. We're not equating this. We're just, we hear the word vaccine, we think we know what they're talking about. And this is not that. I think what they have for the future, I don't even think we can even hardly envision it. I don't even think we understand what's in store with this nanotechnology. Anyway, enough of that. 888-673-1450. I wish I had more Christmas cheer on this, but I truly don't this year. But I know that we are playing reruns that have some wonderful Christmas involved there. So you might want to listen the next few days and get your lowdown for Christmas, because I wish I had happier news on this. But after this year, can you even imagine? The Star. Did everybody check out The Star last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was pretty. I was glad I got to see it. I was just kind of looking at my list of items, and I just... Don't count out what's going on and Trump getting closer and closer to a successful challenge. You know, John Rappaport was out there saying, I really do hope he gets back in, because at least we might get some more things exposed. Congress are the ones that keep passing these monstrosity bills where they lump everything in together.
Yeah.
And yeah, he signs them. I get it. But they're the ones passing it, too. And can you even imagine what a Biden presidency would look like for the next 4 years? I can't. It makes my stomach turn.
There is one problem, though.
What's
that? They're looking at this like, mm-hmm. well, the president has to sign this. Though. Mm-hmm. He looks so bad if he doesn't sign a stimulus package. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not up for re-election.
No, he should say no.
Yeah,
he should say no.
It wouldn't hurt him one bit to say no. This is ridiculous,
and
I'm not signing.
And what a waste of money. $166 billion going to the people. Of our tax dollar money, which is even wrong there, okay? Because it is. This is socialism. The rest of the $1.4 trillion, not $900 billion, $1.4 trillion, $166 goes to people. The rest goes to foreign countries and the most ridiculous things you've ever heard of, like transgender studies in Pakistan. What a hijacking.
But that being said, I will sleep better tonight knowing that somebody in the Sudan is going to get some of my money.
Or somebody's going to get gender reassignment in Pakistan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a sad state of affairs, you guys. And they're getting drunk on power and drunk on spending. And they don't even care anymore. That's so blatant. They don't even care. And what are all the politicians calling it? A $900 billion relief bill for COVID.
Sure it is.
Sure it is. All that money going to foreign countries for whatever reason they won't really declare. And they weren't allowed to read the bill. They did not get a hold of that bill even. They didn't even have it 24 hours before. It was 5,000 pages. Nobody could have gone through it. And there's a new law about streaming. If you stream copyrighted material, 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison. So ridiculous, right? I think we have an article for that one, you know, about excessive punishment, you think? 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, oh man, you're going to need your vitamins for next year. That's all I can say. This is going to be a crazy year. No matter how it goes, it's going to be a crazy year. No matter who sits in the presidential seat, it's going to be a nuts year, because they are trying to go on overdrive with all this stuff. So we'll see. I still think we could have a few surprises in January. January, that first week of January is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. On to the next hour. If you don't get this hour, get it on podcast later on tonight. And katedallyradio.com, katedallyradio.com for all the podcasts.